Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut, Tuesday, June 28th edition. We have the open border now turning into a tragedy with dozens of migrants found dead in the back of a tractor trailer, part of a human smuggling operation gone so very tragically wrong. We'll discuss why the open border of the Biden administration continues to create lawlessness and, yes, even cause loss of life. We'll discuss that. Plus, it's New York primary day. Is New York City, or New York State rather, well, both, going to make the right decision? What does that even look like right now? We'll talk about it for the primary and more coming up here in just a second. You ever wanted to invest in real estate, but you didn't know how to do it on your own? I felt exactly the same way until about a year ago when I met my friends at Dunfier Real Estate. Actually, now it's more like 2 years ago, two years and change. They're amazing. They take you through every step of the process to turn you into a real estate investor. I now own multiple homes that are investment properties thanks to Dunfier Real Estate. I've done incredibly well on them already, which is, I'm going to say, unusual for it to be that fast. But the point is, these guys know what they're doing. Go check out doneforyoubuck.com to learn how to invest in stable, long-term real estate. I'm talking about single-family homes in high-growth areas where you're going to have a tenant in place sending you a check every month. You're going to get some free cash flow, and you're going to be building up equity in that house over time. It's a great system. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to begin your real estate investment journey. Again, that's doneforyoubuck.com. One more time, doneforyoubuck.com to begin your real estate investment journey today. So it's awful what happened at the southern border. 46 people died. 16 were taken to the hospital. A number of them were children as well, found in a tractor trailer. Now, this is directly the fault of the human smuggling and the cartels at our border. And this is a mass murder that has occurred here. These are people who were put in dangerous circumstances. You could, if you wanted to be technical, say it is mass manslaughter. But these deaths are criminal in nature. They were brought about by the reckless cartels that decide that they will make money at the expense of any amount of human life. They don't care. Think of all the drug overdoses. Think of all the dysfunction, despair they create just with the drug trafficking. Then when you add human trafficking on top of it, you have a situation like this. And so I understand, yes, it is the fault of the cartels, but it is also the fault of the Biden administration for continuing to have the incentive of crossing into the country illegally and the near certainty that individuals who do so will be able to stay here. Unless people believe that they will not be able to stay in the United States if they come here illegally, they're going to continue to do so. Unless people understand that it is a violation of law, the incentive structure remains, and there will be tragedies like this one. There will be other tragedies that get far less attention because the death count is lower, but it's still every life lost crossing the border is a tragedy. You'll have there are children who have been pulled out of the Rio Grande who have drowned. There are adults who die of heat exposure. There are women who are sexually assaulted by cartel coyotes. This is happening all the time. This is mass lawlessness on our southern border, and it's because the Democrat Biden administration does not want this to stop. They view it as in their political interest, and their base, the base of the Democrat Party, wants to keep this going. They want to keep the poorest border. They would say it's not open. It's not open. It's pretty close to open. It's not hard to get in at all. Okay. This is like saying, well, we're not allowing shoplifting. We just have an honor system and nobody gets arrested if they steal. You know, so pay what you want for what you took. And if you steal, there's no consequences. Does anyone think that that would deter shoplifting in any meaningful sense? Does anyone think with hundreds of thousands of illegal crossings a month that the border deterrence right now is sufficient? Of course it's not. Here is Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who says just clearly for everyone to hear, the Biden administration's policies make the situation worse and leads to situations like this.
This is more death on the hands of the president. I can't think of anything worse than these people in that 18-wheeler suffocating, the heat going to 130 degrees or more, trying to climb out desperately, and they died. Culture of death, whether it's fentanyl that he allows to come over the border because he has open borders that kills our teenagers, whether it's these 46 people, and it may be more, those are in the hospital, are very critical, and the babies that we've talked about. If ever this nation needs to climb out of the darkness we are in of the Biden administration, now is the time that we all should be on our knees and pray.
As long as the border is not an area of law, as long as the Biden administration continues to make it far too easy for people to sneak in, you will have tragedies. You will have the flow of fentanyl that killed tens of thousands of Americans, over 100,000 drug overdoses last year. 100,000 people died of drug overdoses across the country. And many of them are in their 20s and 30s. So they have a life expectancy of decades more ahead of them gone. And here we are. Here we are now seeing that there has been no, you know, there's been no change in the realities at the southern border. If the Biden administration was taking this more seriously, wouldn't you see a substantial drop in illegal crossings? This is one of those situations where there's an ongoing experiment that is being run. Do people think they can come into the country and stay here illegally? Yes or no? Well, when you look at the situation of the southern border, they clearly think the answer is yes. And that's why this continues on. And so now the Biden administration, I understand, they're going to say, see, because people died being smuggled, we should actually make it easier for people to come into the country. They don't understand. They're actually going to make the entire problem of lawlessness at the border worse. Or maybe they do understand and they don't care. I mean, there's two ways to look at it. They think that America should be the only country in the developed world that has no control, really, no effective control over who comes and goes, who stays, who leaves, who is a citizen, who votes, all of it. And yet, just think about this. They insist they can't enforce the rule of law at the border. And this comes after they were willing to mobilize the forces of the state to arrest people for not wearing a stupid mask on their faces, to arrest people because they weren't masking up over their nose on airplanes, to bring charges against people because they were having too many people in their own private home during the pandemic. A dumb rule. All these moronic rules. They will abuse the authority of the state and send men with guns and batons after you for the imaginary risk posed by the violations of their COVID protocols. But at our southern border, it's, oh, well, hold on a second. It's a welcoming committee now, not a border patrol. And that's coming to me from members of Border Patrol. That's what they're telling me. They show up, they give them food, they give them water, they make sure that everyone is, as comfortable as they are processed into the United States. Well, why wouldn't people continue to come? Why wouldn't we have the migrant caravans showing up at the southern border? The American people are not in favor of this. As much as the Biden administration may want to continue this and pretend that they're doing something when they're really not, the American people know something is going on here. Is there another organization like Tunnel to Towers that's as dedicated to supporting America's heroes and their families? I can't think of one. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. And now, through Operation Homebase, Tunnel to Towers is gifting tiny homes to homeless veterans. Our nation's heroes, people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, need your help. Help these heroes and their families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. I donate every month to Tunnel to Towers. Please join me in that. Donate to Tunnel to Towers Foundation if you can. I know times are tough and things are getting more tight for people, but it's a really worthy cause. It's a really fantastic organization. So we got the New York State primary today. It's going to be either on the Republican side, I think, Giuliani or Zeldin. Rob Astorino also in the mix. And they're all good men. I'm friends with Andrew. I know the other two. They're good guys. So I have to say the Republican candidates here are all they're all strong. New York, though, if possible, going with a Republican governor would just be such a shockwave through the system. Democrats are getting worried about Washington state elections and Colorado elections for the midterms. So some things are in play. Look, do I think that New York is going to turn red? Probably not. But I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful, and I wish them the candidates today running in the Republican primary all the best. All right, that's going to be it for today, team. Talk to you tomorrow. Shields high.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.